tight man over the back. That's going to be his third. Now just like that ball, but I think that's it. Oh, yeah. I think he did. I think Leifert got up and got the ball, but Sorensen got a body into him. And I was always taught as a post player, you might have the big guy going over top of you, and you might be cleaner, but if you back your body into him, you're going to get the call. And he moved his body into him, and he got the call. It was a great move by Sorensen because Leifert initially had that rebound. Sorensen goes to the line. 53-42, 1:23 to go here. Hover meets with the lead.
If you get the right guys to the line.
Next shot's up, and it's good. 1:23 to go, 1:22, 54-42. Here comes the Bearcats with the ball, and they need something here. Tries to get this, drives in, tries to get it from the Wiki, but it's picked off by Kraft. And that's pretty much going to be the ball game here for the Bearcats. Going to be a little bit of
cold.
Now, Corey's just being chased around the court here right now. We can't catch him. And we're going to play a little bit of keep away here. Harbor Beach Pirates are going to move on to face the winners of the Laker USA game. A fine season by the Bearcats, but their streak is going to end at 10 here as the fans are going to bring him home right now. 54-42. And Terry's going to finally get the foul. That's going to be his fifth foul for the junior guard. He comes back next year, and he'll be a fine player for him.
Oh, yeah.
Probably going to lose the likes of Tyler Perutsky, Eric Booms, Nathan Sorensen. He doesn't see a whole lot of time, but he had a good career at Ugly. And Brandon Glaza. Brandon Glaza was a three-point specialist his whole life, and they're going to lose some good ones there, but they're also going to replenish here. We saw Nick Sweeney, the sophomore, come in. We saw Dave Messing, the sophomore, come in. Curtis Blooms played the other night, and he's going to be a sophomore that's coming in. So Ugly's going to be in the contention again next year when they come back, as they're just going to simply reload. They got Austin Drake, the junior, that's going to be coming back. He's a good ball handler. He's also the quarterback there at Ugly. So checking out of the games is Eric Booms, and he's going to get a nice standing ovation from the crowd here, and he deserves it, rightfully so. He's had a good career here in Dayton. We watched him change his season around from the beginning, the first game I saw him to now, where he's come up as a leader. Crash shots are no good. 55-42. Leifert brings the ball up the court. He's going to look for one more shot here. He goes up and under, and Crash gets the foul there. Going to send him to the line.
Fat lady singing?
Yeah. That's not what I was looking for, but it's nothing but the word I want. I can't find it. Leifert hits that one. 31 seconds to go, and the Wiki comes out. Kaufman comes in.
I don't want to mess up this score, but we're looking at 55-43 right now. Another free throw.
Leifert shots up. It rattles home. 55-44. Quick foul by the Bearcats here. Nathan Sorensen, the senior we were talking about, is getting ready to check into the ballgame here. He's had a good career at Ugly. Sorensen's been a streaky player throughout his career. Sometimes he's on. He had a really good JV career. He was very good moving on. Been a good athlete all along. He's going to be coming into the ballgame here right now. He's coming in for Brandon Glaza, another senior that ends his career here at Ugly. Coming into the game for Ugly also is Brian White. He's coming back next year. A lot of potential. Jesse Franzel checking in. He's got a lot of potential. Coming out of the game is Marshall Leifert and Tyler Perutsky. Perutsky ends a fine career here also. So the Harbor Beach Pirates move on for a rematch against USA or Lakers. They played them both this year. That'll be our second game here. We'll bring you on Cruise 102.1. Drake brings the ball up the court. Brings it over to the left side to Franzel. Franzel gives it into Kaufman. Kaufman takes the shot from inside the paint. It's short. Rebound by Sorensen, and the senior gets the bucket. In his final game, 56-46, and we got a timeout by Harbor Beach. We're going to stay right here on this. 56-46, 14 seconds to go. Harbor Beach is making some substitutions. Coming in for Harbor Beach is going to be number 24, Kyle Booms. Number 20, Doug Booms. Number 32, Dustin Missouri. Jason Hansen. And I can't see who the next one is.
Kevin Kraft.
Well, Coach Rubel wanted to get his players in this game and into the books with 14 seconds to go, so he took the timeout. We're ugly on the floor. Sorensen, Kaufman, Jesse Franzo, Drake, and Brian White. Like we said, Ugly is going to come back, and they're going to be in the contention right there again next year. Sicko will have his system in play where he wants, and I look for the Bearcats to be one of the big contenders, if not the favorite, next year.
They are going to be tough.
Marlette's got a younger staff yet, too, but not small enough to. Ooh, and a little push out there by Justin Missouri to get Kaufman out of the way so he can catch the ball there, but they're going to let that go.
He was thinking football, and it was a pass route, and guy was in his way.
Yeah, I'm going to push him out of the way, but these officials couldn't get down to that. All right, I got to quit ripping on it. First time I ripped on the officials all year, and it's
okay.
I haven't really picked on them. Hey, I don't coach no more. I'm retired. I had to wear those things one time, and I did mine down in the city, so this is nothing to crowds up here. You want to do tough games, do some city games. His shots are no good there by Dustin Missouri. Franzo with the ball. He looks to give it to Drake. Drake gets it. And time runs out on the Bearcats, and there's Stephen. Harbor Beach maintains control and looking for more hardware on Friday night. They'll be here at 7 o'clock. Try to defend their home court against the winner of the Lakers-USA game, which is coming up next. Again, the finals, 57-46. We're going to take some commercial breaks here, get some stats for you, come back, we'll wrap up this game, and then we'll preview the next. We'll be back after this break.
It's tax time. Again.
You know, do-it-yourself filing online sounds easy and simple, but unless you're experienced in accounting, it's easy to guess wrong. That can cut into your refund, and in some cases, it could even trigger an IRS audit. The safe and sure way to get back every penny you're legally entitled to is contact Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. Take advantage of her excellent reputation, years of experience, and knowledge of tax law changes and interpretations to make sure you pay the minimum the law requires according to your circumstances. Book your appointment early. Call Lori Messing at 989-658-8525. 658-8525. That's 658-8525.
Hello.
You can help me. My relationship has lasted just this winter. It's been hot and cold. I'm looking for a more dedicated, consistent commitment.
It sounds like it's time for a separation and a move to a new, more lucrative relationship you can depend on. You've suffered long enough, my dear. It's time to go local. Hook up with Kohler Propane. With Kohler Propane, you'll find that long-term relationship you're looking for, built on trust plus cozy nights, and you'll save money.
Call Kohler's Propane at 1-888-950-7975, and you'll develop a long-term relationship. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Orion dribbles it down the court, passes to Shelby at the top of the key. Shelby cuts down the lane and, blatantly fouled by Smith. Shelby will get two free throws. It doesn't look like Shelby's getting up. He may be out for the remainder of the game.
When you have any sports injury, major or minor, talk to your doctor. Then take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation of Bad Axe. Certified athletic trainer Stacey Cray knows all sports. She has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 6 years. Stacey Cray is trained in sports-specific injuries. Knowing past and future physical demands on the injured area helps her design the most effective treatment program to get you back in the game fast. When sports injury rehabilitation is prescribed, get the best care from the people who care and who know sports injuries. Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53. Need a special appointment time? Narayan Rehabilitation can schedule treatments outside of regular business days, and they're already expanded hours.
When it comes to rebates and other so-called factory incentives, all authorized dealers for any given brand have the same tools to work with. But all dealerships are not equal in other ways. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring created 18 jobs when the company opened its doors in October 2007. Like everyone else, they had a couple of loaner cars and free coffee and a few magazines in the service waiting room, but the service and collision shops were obsessed with quality work at fair prices. Out front, the sales team put together new and used car deals.